Paul Young joins us on Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day on the Cardinals Radio Network. Of course, a big week as the news came down Monday about the six-year contract extension. Paul, congratulations. What have the last 24, 48 hours been like?
Thanks a lot. Just a lot of outreach from my family, friends, and fans out there just congratulating me on my next step. But what I feel is just a strong connection to this Cardinals organization now, and really feel like I can be a pillar to rely on over these next coming years, and just really excited about being here long term and the idea of being here for years.
Tell me about that connection, because we always hear about it and how it's fostered throughout the organization, but over the last few years, I mean, it's been relatively quick for you from being drafted 2 years later to the big leagues, now signing this extension. So obviously something that has really been strong in a short period of time.
Yeah, and the Cardinals obviously pushed me pretty quickly in the minors, but I always felt like I could handle it. I try to use my resources, get a lot of information just so I can make my adjustments quicker. But throughout this whole process, the Cardinals have been a first-class organization. So really just super excited to be able to stick with them for the next 6 years.
So tell me a little bit more about the fit, why this is a good place for you, not just on the field, but off the field in terms of the organization.
Yeah, I just think I fit into the organizational the mold, like the Cardinal way, just the way everyone approaches the game. And not just on the field, it's all the off-the-field staff, everyone behind the scenes, everyone's committed to the Cardinals. And so really it's just like an attitude, I guess, that the Cardinals employees and the whole organization takes. So for me, that fits right into how I approach the game and how I come to the park every day ready to work. So just really super excited.
What's the process like? Because I imagine that after the year you had last year, we saw you in December at the winter meetings, a little bit of time to travel and see some friends. But then for you, it's right back to work. I know that your agent does an incredible job. So what was the process like in terms of when he came to you with something, when you had to think about, you know, this and think about a deal so that in reality, then you could not think about it for the next half dozen years?
Yeah, we talked about it. Having a strong rookie campaign really helped my case. But at the end of the day, it came down to, whether I wanted security or whether I wanted to try to, run the table and shoot the dice or whatever and try to stick it to him in arbitration and all these things. But to me, that seems so far away. It's three full seasons potentially. I was on the edge of a Super 2, but I wouldn't come out until the two more years. So it just seems so far away. Now this contract even seems 6 years. I mean, who knows how I'll even feel in 6 years. But for me, to be able to just forget about the money and the negotiations and just go out there and do my job and play baseball is the best feeling I could have.
It had to be nice, too, to know that there is a precedent. The Cardinals have signed a lot of these types of deals. Did you talk to any of the guys? Do you remember last year at this time, whether it was Piscotty or reach out to anyone in terms of what they went through and who they bounced stuff off during this process?
Yeah, and I think everyone, most of the guys in that clubhouse will say that guaranteed money is always a good thing. And I didn't really think I would.
We've never said that in the media.
Yeah, the media and the fans will sometimes say, oh, underpaid, you're selling yourself short, blah, blah, blah. But
well, no, I just mean my money never seems guaranteed. I think the media is underpaid, but that's another story for a different day.
That's another story. But, yeah, it's just so this to me is a life-changing amount of money, and I'm not trying to be greedy here. I want to make the memories with on the field, be immortalized that way and then be comfortable enough to live a nice, happy life after baseball. So I think as far as the money goes, I just took care of that right now. And now I can just go out there and play baseball and have fun like I did when I was 5 years old.
It's very well deserved in terms of playing baseball. What's the mentality like in that clubhouse? Because 2 years outside of the postseason for a lot of organizations is the norm, not the exception. But for you guys, I know an opportunity to change the script and try to get back to the top of the division, especially with the success the Cubs have had over the last 2 years.
Yeah, I think there's a sense of urgency, no doubt. I mean, we understand as an organization the high standards of wanting to play in October and playoff baseball and all these things. And even in recent history, guys in that clubhouse have done it. So definitely a sense of urgency for us this year to go out there and make the playoffs, because that's just what everyone expects. So I think overall the attitude is hopeful, and I think if we just focus in on the day-to-day and but keep that big goal in mind, I think we'll be okay.
Is there something personal? I know for you, especially you and I have talked about it, both kind of Chicago area guys, the rivalry can seem personal. It was so one-sided for so long. Do you take it personally now what the Cubs have done over the last couple of years, the success that they've had?
Yeah, and I think we played some tight games against them. I know last year it always seemed to come down to a bloop single with two outs in the seventh or eighth inning. So for us, I think it's trying to focus in on the game and not look at the long term as much. To me, if we can focus on winning this pitch or winning this inning or whatever it is, being able to distill it down, I think will help us in the end against the Cubs. And you know, we're going to need some breaks too, just like those bloop singles that they got. We're going to have to get those too because they're a good team and a good organization. So it's going to be a fun little central run this year.
What do you like about the chance to really lock up the middle of the infield with Colton? He obviously signed a similar deal a couple of years ago. Nice to know from a chemistry standpoint, from an on-the-field standpoint, that you guys, you know, moving forward, should have the chance to play together every day for a long time.
Yeah, Colton and I think work pretty great together. We, you know, started this year in January, just working down here before the season, and now me locking up and him already locked up. It's just, to me, it's gonna seem like you know, we're gonna become that duo, and I want to become that, you know, iconic duo, one of those up the middle, you know, kind of like Ozzie and Oquendo were, and those types of combinations. So some stability for both of us, so I think will help the club overall.
Paul, what did it mean to have your family here earlier in the week when you signed the deal, the press conference? It was hard not to just look at your parents and grandparents beaming while you went through the press conference with Bill and Mo and Gersh. What did that mean to you, and what was it like to share that moment and share Monday with them?
Yeah, it's an incredible feeling to have them here with me, just because, you know, they pushed me so much and they sacrificed almost as much as me by, you know, taking me to baseball tournaments, buying me all the equipment, coaching me, you know, supporting me mentally, physically, through the injuries and everything. So to me, this is a family accomplishment. Those, my parents and grandparents have been there every step of the way. So, you know, I wouldn't want to share it with anybody else.
There's always that moment, it seems like, no matter how old you get, whether it's, you know, anything in life or with a job, if it's you getting called up last year, knowing this deal was done, having big accomplishments, it never gets old calling your family, does it?
Never does. And always seems like, you know, however much of a break in between, I always can just jump right back in with them and feel like I just saw them yesterday. So looking forward to making some more baseball memories, because that seems to be a lot of the memories we've made as a family. So just going to hopefully continue those for the next 8 years.
So where was the celebratory dinner, and did you pick up the check, and was there a limit, like one appetizer for the table?
I picked up the check at Three Forks the other night with my parents, but last night they had to head back to Orlando. So we'll do another celebratory dinner sometime later this spring.
Paul, congratulations. Well deserved, and appreciate the time.
Thanks, Chris.